Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. Did you request a supervisor?
Hello. Is this yes. Yes, I did request a supervisor. Are you a supervisor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I never would have ordered this, and I would not have signed up for a subscription. I'm 81 years old. I'm deaf and in a wheelchair. Okay? It came in, and my son, paramedic, said, don't you even touch that. That's not for you. And so I meant to send it back, and I can do that. I just need an address to send it, and then I would like a full refund of all the charges that you have, subscription charges for December and January.
All right, let me see, get this pulled up. What's your first and last name?
Yes, I'm on a caption call phone. So first and last name is Carol. It's first name. Last name I will spell is K-O-H-A-N-K-I-E.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
Sure. 4312 Lauren Way. That's L-A-U-R-E-N Way. Flower like you smell, mound like the candy bar, Texas 75028.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. Did you sign it for the foot massager for $7.45?
There's that as well, yes. But
okay. So why don't you call into counsel? That's why you got billed.
I don't even remember doing that, quite honestly.
Okay, so well, which one is it? You just said you signed up. Now you're saying you don't remember. So did you sign it for the foot massager? I mean, we can check it. We have all the information, but I'm just going to make sure before I, you know, how I handle the account for you.
All right. What do you need from me? I did not remember signing up for a membership and wouldn't have. And let me tell you why. I have very little come in on Social Security, and I make it a policy never, ever to, even at 81 years old, I've got all my buttons. I may not be able to hear, and I may not be able to walk, but mentally I'm okay. Excuse me. But it's I don't have enough money to have a subscription deduction every month. So I don't do subscriptions.
Okay. Now, what I'm saying is not that you signed it for a subscription, because I'm assuming you didn't read that. Did you sign up just to get it for shipping charges for the $7.45?
I guess I
do you have a foot massager?
It's the shipping charge was $7.45. I didn't think that I have it. I've not used it. It's still in the box.
So you did sign it for
me. My son won't let me use it. He's a paramedic, and he said, with your health issues, no way. So
that's
I can send it back to you.
No, that's fine. We don't need you to send it back. Give me 1 second. Let's see. Okay, so it looks like here, due to you signing up, but I'm assuming you just didn't read and you were not aware that it was a subscription that you were going to be billed monthly. I do see here we did bill you on January the 15th for $49.97. Looks like you declined the first two offers, so we can refund that one for you, but that's it.
The court referred you? I'm looking at my screen because I'm on a caption call tone. It can't because what?
Okay, I'm only going to be able to refund the last one in full for the $49.97 because you did not call in to cancel in time to get it for free, and then you let it roll into the monthly subscription. So that's why we're not able to refund but one charge. And that's
I
only as a
courtesy. I called to cancel it, and you didn't. I've already called to cancel it before.
I mean, you've canceled. I'm sorry.
This is the second time I've called to cancel it?
Let me look at your account. See when it was canceled. One second. All right, let's see. Looks like it's showing today you called in on the 19th. It's when you were canceled, which is before you got transferred over to me. So you were supposed to call in to cancel on last year, November the 9th. Is when you were supposed to cancel.
Okay, then why wasn't it? Why didn't it cancel?
Because you didn't call in to cancel it until today. You have to call in to cancel that within 4 days.
I would have done that. What does CA mean?
I'm not sure where you're reading that from.
Your call was turned to a new CA? California? No.
That's just that's probably where it came from. The warehouse.
Customer assistant. Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
What do I do now? At the $100 or $200 or whatever it is?
Looks like I think it's just $100 because I'll refund the $49.97. And you just have to pay the other two.
What do I do now to get canceled and make sure that it doesn't happen again and I get a refund?
I've already done that for you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, you're already canceled out. We're not going to bill you. And then you're going to get the last charge refunded within 3 to 5 days. I do apologize for your account. Give me 1 second.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to, if you could slow down, I'm on a caption call phone.
So
it's recording your, it said, try again what you were saying about the refund or whatever, please.
You will get the last charge refunded as a one-time courtesy. The other two charges, you will have to pay them due to you not canceling in time.
Where the caption call person isn't picking up on it.
I'm sorry.
Don't I love it? I see. My call was transferred to a new caption call assistant. That's what it is. And nobody's picked up on it. All right. So I've got to try and listen carefully, and if you would do slowly, because they're not. Okay, so what you're telling me is I get no money back?
No, ma'am. You're going to get one charge of $49.97 refunded.
One third?
One charge of $49.97.
I can't understand you. I am so sorry.
It's okay. Well, maybe you need to just give us a call back when it's working right.
Let me call back when I've got a call to assistant. Let me do that, okay?
That's fine. I have the notes listed on the account for you.
Okay. Thank you. I'm
you're
so
welcome.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have
okay.
a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.